The Sun Dance is an intense ceremony in many indigenous cultures of North America. For the dancers, it's a grueling sacrifice for the good of their people. We learn about the Sun Dance through a new song from Akwesasne, December Wind, on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Jernabi Coffee House in Potsdam, New York. Proudly serving locally roasted coffee since 2008, 11 Maple Street in Potsdam, and online at jernabi.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, July 28th. First up, New York State announced a new mandate for state and hospital workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. But Governor Cuomo stopped short of imposing new mask mandates, despite the CDC's revised guidance that masks be required indoors in areas where the virus is spreading. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Cuomo says the nearly 100,000 state workers will have to show proof of vaccinations by early September or submit to weekly COVID tests. Frontline workers at state-run hospitals will also have to be fully vaccinated, but they will not have the option of weekly testing instead.
We're saying in state hospitals, where the state is the employer, the frontline workers must be vaccinated, period. Not vaccinated, or you have to have a test once a week.
The announcement follows decisions by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is requiring all city workers to be vaccinated, and by California Governor Gavin Newsom. He's mandating that all state workers and employees of public and private sector hospitals in that state get their shot. Cuomo says because none of the vaccines have yet received full approval from the FDA, it's not legally possible to widen vaccination mandates right now. The law only allows employers to enact vaccine requirements for their workers. The governor, speaking to a New York City business group, urged companies to require vaccines for their employees. Despite growing concerns over the rise of the Delta variant and incidences of breakthrough infections in fully vaccinated people, Cuomo says businesses should require that all of their workers return to in-person work in their offices in September. He says it will help boost the city's and the state's economy.
By Labor Day, everyone is back in the office. We need that volume to support the restaurants and the shops and the services. It's not just about your business. It's about all the spin-off economic activity that your workers bring to the surrounding community.
The governor is not imposing any new statewide mask mandates right now, but he urged localities where there is a high rate of spread of the virus to impose local mask mandates. And he says his administration is doing a full review of its mask policies now that the CDC has altered its recommendations. He's also urging schools to consider reinstating mask mandates for teachers and students, a step now recommended by the CDC. Cuomo says schools, when they open in the fall, have the potential to become super spreader sites. He says school districts have the legal authority to require that teachers and all other workers be vaccinated. And he says schools may have to take more dramatic actions if the situation worsens. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
We're going to go straight to the music of Akwesasne's December Wind. Monica Sandreski takes it from here.
This is their newly released song, Gentle Thunder. Their music surrounds the anguish and ceremonies of First Nations people. One of their songs is about the ache of Native women who are abused, missing, or murdered. Guitarist Agak Dugye says he's performed at Grassroots Festival in Ithaca, and one reviewer called his music divinely inspired. He wrote Gentle Thunder for the people who participate in the Sun Dancer ceremony. So if you have a burden, you take your prayer to a sun dancer who will bear it and suffer for you.
It's a really powerful ceremony. They don't have no food or water, and they put an eagle claw through their chest, and they hang from it until it breaks. They dance back and forth until it breaks. And they're crying real hard. A lot of them hold eagle whistles in their mouth while they're crying, so all you hear is the whistles blowing. Because the eagle is closest to the creator. But they're in lots of pain. A lot of guys have visions. So that song, Gentle Thunder, is all about that. And if you really listen to the words, you can hear what I'm saying.
Hear the thunder rising underneath the sun. Holders up while crying. Yeah, pity us the ones who hold up the pipe for you. Crying to the sun.
Agak Dugye's son is a sun dancer. He's so proud of him. And his son will venture out to dance in South Dakota with the Oglala Lakota.
When you take a prayer to somebody and you see them suffer for you, it's powerful. I mean, in the Catholic way, I mean, didn't Jesus do that too, right?
Right.
We've been doing it for thousands of years, even before that. It's about helping others through our own suffering. But during the whole time, you give thanks. Even when you're dancing, you're giving thanks. And we see how small and weak we are. You know, you humbly ask the Creator to help you.
What for you is that thunder? What is that gentle thunder?
You hear a kind of like a gentle thunder in the background happening, kind of like yesterday. Everything thunder does and thunderstorms do and how it replenishes the earth and brings a renewed freshness and anything in my culture that the Creator didn't make and things that aren't good, it will scare them away, scare them down. There's like purifications and renewed freshness that the thunder brings, and we give thanks for that. You know, it says we put our minds and our thoughts on these teachings and we say thank you with agreement in our hearts and minds. But when you hear the rumbling of the thunder in the background, just softly, that's like the gentle thunder of the Creator.
Agak Dugye describes the whole process as very purifying. We need it, he says. And he suggested that we close this story with a brief time of giving thanks, just like in the Sundancer ceremony. Hearts can be heavy, he says, and it's important to be thankful in the midst. He says he starts every day giving thanks for all created things. He's grateful for people, friendships and children, water and gardens. What are you grateful for?
December Wind is Agak Dugye and Terry Turatz. They spoke with Monica Sandreski. They're releasing one song at a time from their new album, Trail of Tears. The next one is called 215, about the bodies of the 215 children found at residential schools recently. That will be released next Tuesday. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. All the music on today's show is by December Wind of Aqua Sosny. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.